formerly part of our ministries, and I look to him as my elder to this day. He's one of the main reasons that I am doing what I am doing, because of what I saw in their life and their family before, while God was dealing with my heart. And so, Brother Luke, you are my mentor, my leader, and I've always looked to you and still do, and Grace Chapel for their faithfulness to our ministry. I want to thank God for that message last night, the challenge to do more for God, to do what the church is supposed to be doing and not doing in general, leaving it up to a few to do what we're really supposed to do. And God blessed me with a wonderful wife that has been by my side all of these years, and a lot of things are in this book. Not a lot about her, but some of the important things in the book, that it's in there how that she told me when I was in the ministry, "You got me out of the Amish church, but you'll never get me out of the Mennonite church," and all kinds of things. And it was final. But God. For years, people have been telling me, "You must write a book." And I felt so limited. The little education that I got, Mennonites didn't go past 8 years in school, and someone talked about taking the GED test, and I didn't even have time to study except a little bit on the fractions. I knew I had trouble with the fractions. You add the, or multiply the dividing, divide the multiplying, and where do you do that, and so forth, and I passed it. And 6 months later, I ended up with an earned doctor's degree. I've never really shared this with hardly anybody. It didn't make me any different. And I've always felt so limited in all my life. And to write a book, that's impossible. But one day, we went with our children to the camp up in the mountains to go four-wheeling. Still did. We did this year again. Love to go four-wheeling. And we were there several days before they were, and she brought a book or a tablet out to me. And I was sitting at the table outside. She said, "Now start writing your book." I said, "What would I write?" And in a short time, I had written 7 pages. And then it kept on going from there, and that's been about 4 or 5 years ago. And finally, I was able to bring it. Most of the things, everybody says, "You should have had this in, you should have had that in," but I guess they weren't supposed to be in, but would love to. But I had a problem. How am I going to get somebody to edit this book? They went from $1,000 to $1,600. And then, of course, to publish it, get it published, and I think Pastor Mel wants to share something about that.
As he was telling me all the cost that is involved in what he was about to do, and so I said, "Brother Mel, just hold on a little once. Let me call my friend. He's a scientist, he's an engineer, he's amazing, Brother John Beinswinger. But John helped Dad when he needed to have his book published. And John, just tell me, why did you want to connect and help him, and what did you do for Brother Mel High here?"
Well, for Mel, I didn't have to do very much, because his daughter did most of the work. The money that'll cost you if you want to write a book, is all in the formatting and putting it in shape so that it can go into the printer. Today, you have to have print-ready document, and you can just send it to the printer, and they can print it very inexpensively. But to get it ready, that's going to cost a lot of money, like $1,500, sometimes $2,500. And I got a manuscript from Sarah Jane. I call her Sarah Jane. And I thought, yeah, well, this will take a lot of work. And I look at the manuscript. This isn't going to take any work at all. It's almost ready. The cover, not so good. I don't know where the first cover came from. So I had to make a new cover. Well, Mel didn't like it.
I didn't.
So he told Sarah Jane, yeah, I don't like the new cover. Sarah Jane did a beautiful cover. That is better than I could do to this day, and I'm going to hire her for all my future books. So we had trouble with the publisher getting the cover just right because Sarah didn't know about the dimensions exactly and all that. And once we got it right, published it, we got a couple of hundred books now. And the cost? Almost nothing.
Okay, let's go there just for a moment, my dear brother John. This individual book cost how much?
I think $2.84.
$2.84.
To produce, that's manufacturer's cost.
And because of Amazon and what is the
cost? CreateSpace.
CreateSpace. And you can order one book or you can order 500 books.
And they'll ship one book to your house. Only one book at a time if you want. And there's none in stock. They print it for you.
Let's give the Lord a hand for Brother John. And Brother Paul, you know all about writing books.
Of course, we'll have Sarah Jane do all the work.
Oh, so so the point I'm bringing here to you is how supernaturally God, friendship, everything is in friendship. Now, why did you connect up with me just about 6 years ago now?
Well, first of all, let me say that Mel has always got a friend that knows something, right? And just a minute, I'll contact my friend. So he puts people together all over the world. Mel and I are involved in the City of God Villages, which is a concept we're developing. And we were contacted by a guy with an MBA in India, an Indian with an MBA who was a sales manager for all of India, for Reebok, an international company. And he became saved, walked away from his career, and started to evangelize.
By himself.
By himself, yes. One church gave him the basement, and he had 50 people in no time. So he had a church service every Sunday. During the week, pastors have nothing to do, you know. So he goes into the village, into the city, and he meets the children of the slums and of the street and start talking to them. And he found out that they were interested in Jesus. He started talking to them about Jesus. He found out that they don't have food every day. They go into the city and beg for it. So he started providing food. He asked, by this time he contacted us through Mel and my project. And I said, start taking pictures. I want pictures of everything you do so that I can build your website. We built a website for him. And he put up a shelter for them, which soon came down with the hail. On the sidewalk. Everything was done on the sidewalk. He got some plastic chairs. I mean, he had a school on the sidewalk. And he called it Children of Hope School and on the sidewalk. Well, the anti-Christians came and ripped it all down and threatened his life. So by this time, I had been in contact with a lady through the same City of God Villages in Tennessee. I've never met her. The three of us, me, the lady in Tennessee, and the pastor, founded this school. I've never met him. I've never met her. I talk, of course, constantly with all of them. And now we have 60 children. Only from the slums and streets. We don't accept anyone from the high rise. Only from the slums and the streets. You should see how brilliant those children are. And you can sponsor one for $27.50 a month, which is less, about 90 cents a day. Because he knows, he's an MBA, remember. He knows how to spend the money very economically.
I'm excited about the connections that God has given to us. Now, how can we zero in now on the book here and bless it and anoint it in Jesus' name?
I want to recognize Sarah Jane, not because she's my daughter, but she's the one that made the book. Her and I spent every day except on the weekend for a whole month working on the book, putting from front to the back to the front, from the here to there, where it belonged, and organized it and corrected all my poor grammar. Come up here, Sarah.
Yeah, what happened, Sarah, but my question is,
what happened to you reliving the whole life story of your parents?
Oh, my word. Okay, so basically, I lived the stories with Dad, most of it. I mean, I would say of the book, half of it, because a lot of it is before, while he was Mennonite and from birth, actually. So I learned a few things, but then you get to the meat of the book. What this book is all about is ministering and the Holy Spirit and the miracles and the healings and stuff that God performed, the dead raised to life, and it's just amazing to relive that. And if you come out of that from reading that book and not be encouraged and your faith built, there's, you know, it's just amazing what it does to your spirit. And I've literally just repeat these stories over and over again. Just recently, it's just like my life, that's all I think about anymore, is how God is in every moment of every day and everything that you do. He is helping you make those decisions, and he's making you taking you where he wants you to be. So I just want to thank Dad for the opportunity, and I really appreciate that I had that opportunity. I had resigned from a job literally the week of, and Dad came, and he's like, what can we do? Can we work on my book? I'm like, sure. So when I read it, I just literally think, like, that is not me that wrote those words. I never talk like that half the time, or even, you know, how it all came together. I know it was the Holy Spirit. And I know the Holy Spirit will minister to you when you read that book and encourage you and build the faith that, you know, God intends for us to 100% to just believe and trust him.
She suggested taking a part out of the book and write another book later. And her and I spent that whole month solid and never had a disagreement on where to move something or never had an argument in any way, shape, or form. It was 100% just... We worked together like we were made to work together to get this book.
And it's very interesting. It's tailor-made for this convention, and you had your anniversary, 70th anniversary here last Saturday, and there were probably about 100, 150 people here, something like that. And they just got this, but sold them out. They just got another. Did you get the other box in yet? Not yet. Not yet.
John would know it's coming to his address.
So anyway, and I had one of our sisters read it since last Saturday, and she stayed up all night and read 3/4 of the book, you know. And she was so inspired. She said, "If God can do those things for Melvin High, He can do it for me." Amen. So, but Brother Bob and Brother Robert and the ministries, come up here. And Sister Anna, come here. And Sarah, just stay here. We just want to bless you and pray over this here book. John, come on up. Ministries, come on up. And let's just, why don't you just turn around here and turn around this way and just be in front here. And then we can lay our hands on you and just come around here. And then I would like Brother Robert and Brother Richard here just to lead out in prayer and ministry, and anybody else too that feels to pray over them. Let's agree, let's stretch forth their hands, because God knows what He wants to do with this book.
Father, your word says, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth with weeping, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. We thank you for the life of our brother and sister, for the history that is recorded in this book. Because it is a history, it is a statement of the goodness of God and the glory of God and the anointing of the Holy Spirit through your servant. The seeds that have been planted, much like you throw a rock into a still pond, and the ripple effects that go forth will only be realized on the shores of eternity. Because God, here's a man who just laid down his life. How many people have been touched by the power and the presence of Jesus Christ in his life? And we just say thank you for our brother and sister. Thank you for their love for Jesus Christ. Thank you for their love for people, because that's what it's all about. It's a love for God. It's a love for people. And we just say thank you. Now bless this book. Let it continue to be the seed that goes forth and touches lives and brings glory to God and brings many into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you for the truth that children are like mighty arrows in the hands of a man of God. We shoot them forward. They're the only part of us that go forward after our passing. It's our opportunity, Lord Jesus, through our children to be able to leave legacy. Because legacy isn't the buildings we've built or the things we've accomplished. It's our children. It's the power we impart and the life that we live. That's our real legacy. And so thank you for this man of God. God, thank you that he and his wife have put into words, oh Lord, their legacy, their story, so that it might be carried forth. For most families, Lord Jesus, our children go forward into the future like arrows that we shoot forward, and they're the only thing that carries our story, that carries our life. And so I thank you for his daughter coming alongside. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for her knowledge of their history and story. But now, Lord, we all have it, not just his children, but God, the kingdom now has the stories of this amazing couple. And I pray that the impact of their life and the light of the gospel they shared will carry forward into succeeding generations through this book. Lord, even in our lifetime, we may not see, should you tarry your coming, the impact of the stories that will be shared around the world through this book. And so, God, we pray that you anoint it. We pray that your hand rest upon it. We pray that the impact goes forward into generations to come. Hallelujah. Because your word says in Psalm 145:4 that one generation shall praise your works to another and glorify you. And so, God, your glory will go forward because of the writing of this book. Thank you. Had this story been untold, oh God, that all that would have been lost. But we thank you, Lord, that the story is now told, that it is out, and that it will reach succeeding generations. Send it around the world, Lord, and make it spread your gospel, and your light would be shared. And we thank you for this. We thank you for their life. We pray again, Lord, for their strength and their health, for longevity, O God, that you would empower them to do the work of the Lord, O God, with great strength, that they would be even as Moses, that even at 120, their vision would be unabated. They'd still see clearly and be able to proclaim your word. We praise you for that. We glorify you for it as you add to their days and increase their strength and health. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, we dedicate this book to you, Lord, today. We set it aside so that it will be used, that everyone who picks up this book will be radically transformed by your power, and will miracles begin working in their lives.
Yes,
that
Jesus.
I want you to dedicate the book.
Jesus. Lord, I dedicate Mel the highest book for the glory of God. in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the blessing of God be upon him, and let the book be released for your glory. Amen.
Irene, where are you at, Irene? Does anyone else have a prayer you want to?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Pray for your dad here because there's a connection.
Yeah, Irene, take a picture of this here. We're laying our hands on the pulpit here, please, if you would.
Father, I thank you for Brother Weaver. I thank you for the faithful years that has followed you, and I pray you'll bless him. God, we thank you that you have been a faithful God. Because of his faithfulness, here's a man who's on the mission field, and he's accomplished so much for Jesus Christ, and now the book that is written, and I just see this connection of family and friends and books and literature, and all for the propagation of Jesus Christ, for the spread of the gospel, for the outreach of the kingdom of God. So I just want to bless Brother Weaver and say thank you for him. Over the years, the impact that he has made on many lives. And here's Brother Mel and Sister Hi that have just been recipients of the goodness of God through Brother Weaver. And this book is a testimony of faithfulness over the years of men and women of God who have stood and walked in the anointing of the Holy Spirit, who have been the light in the midst of darkness, who have been the salt in the midst of a decaying world. And God, only you know how many people have been and will be, continue to be impacted by the work of God in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Bless my brother.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
One thing I don't believe that got into the book, do the writing of this book or near the end, I kept asking God all of my life, why did he call us to the mission field with 9 children? And I never really got an answer till getting to the close of this book, close to the close of this book. God spoke to me and said, because I knew you would do what I say.
Yeah.
Just obedience.